Well, as we just heard there from Kristen and Rafer, of course, Captain Phillips is this week's big release, telling the story of how Captain Richard Phillips commanded the Maersk Alabama in 2009 until it was invaded by armed Somali pirates. You can catch an interview with the real-life Captain Phillips on this week's Movie Date podcast, but we're joined now by Captain Shane Murphy. He used to be Chief Mate Shane Murphy on the Maersk Alabama. He was forced to take over as master of the ship when Captain Phillips was kidnapped. And I asked him about his take on the silver screen depiction of real-life events.
Well, I think they did a good job. The whole thing is kind of surreal. They used the identical ship to the one I was on to film the movie. So for me, kind of reliving it visually through the eyes of the camera was kind of surreal. And then to see someone portray me was a little off. But overall, I think, Michael Chernus does a good job.
Well, Hollywood taking liberties with the stories that they depict, you know, is almost a cliche. Of course they do. They take a lot of dramatic liberties. I mean, your situation was really dramatic enough on its own.
Yeah, I remember 4 years ago when it was happening, as I was, running through the tunnels and crawling around trying not to get caught, that this reminded me of, some of the movies I watched growing up, some of the great action movies in America. And I'm thinking to myself, this is very similar to this. Hopefully it all turns out well, and maybe someone will make a movie of it.
Well, let's talk about some of the real-life people that are depicted in the movie. First, the antagonist, the Somali pirates. Some of the critics have said about this movie that the four pirates who take over the Maersk Alabama are depicted unfairly or inaccurately, either too sympathetically or too monstrously or even in a racist way. You met them in real life and then you saw the film. So where do you come down on this?
Yeah, I did meet the actors, and also I was one of, the only people to see and photograph the actual pirates that boarded the Maersk Alabama. So I had a good reference for who they were, and who they were trying to portray. And they did an awesome job. It was exactly what I'd hoped for. They put out an open casting call, and there's a large Somalian population in Minnesota, and these guys answered the call, and they were able to steal the show, as far as I'm concerned, with their acting ability.
And you were okay with the fact that the pirates in this movie are depicted with some sympathy as driven to desperation, really, by economic pressures and other pressures, not absolved of responsibility, but certainly there's some sympathy there.
Absolutely. That's always been a big issue with me, because ever since this story got in the news, and I obviously read a lot about it, and I thought that if done incorrectly, this could easily turn into a sort of a black versus white thing. And as you said, it was a financial conflict, really, not anything to do with race. I'm just glad all sides of it were portrayed well.
Well, Shane Murphy, Captain Murphy, what's life been like since the incident? It had to have been traumatic. You're obviously a captain now, so you're still sailing. I don't have to ask you about that. How's it been for you trying to recover from a violent confrontation like this?
It's been a struggle every day, but things are getting better. I have children, Dylan, Sadie, and Jason. They help me every day. And I've got a good woman in my life, Nikki, that has gotten me on the road to recovery here. And I think going back to work and going to sea helps, so I can stay busy. But there's days that it all comes back. And, when I see other violent crimes, gun-related crimes in the U.S., and I see the victims, I kind of always reach out to them or sympathize with them. I just remember the shock of it all when, it was about this time of day, and drinking coffee, talking to Captain Phillips like I did every morning. And then, 20 minutes later, being barricaded behind a door with people shooting on the other side of the door and wondering if you're never going to see your family and friends again. Just the shock of that, and then having to kind of soldier on through it and get everybody home and call for help, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, Captain Shane Murphy, we appreciate you taking the time to share your experience with us. Captain Shane Murphy was chief mate on the Maersk Alabama in 2009 and was forced to take over the real ship after Captain Richard Phillips was captured by Somali pirates. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.